But what I want to do is recruit retired intelligence professionals from all seven tribes, and I want to create a standard educational package on the proven process of intelligence. The proven process of intelligence is significantly different from academic research in some ways. Generally, anything that is broadcast or is published for general distribution is research. Intelligence is about answering an important question for someone specific who is going to take an action or do something that actually makes a financial or sexual difference in their lives. Okay, these guys really drove it home to me here. And so, for example, I had a general. I had a two-star general send a one-star general an email. He said, "Tell me everything about mining U.S. harbors." And so this one-star sent it to a colonel who sent it to me, and we spent $3,000 and four man days figuring out all of the ways that ports could be mined, air mines, land mines, sea mines. Sent back the two-star, said, "This isn't what I wanted. What I wanted to know was how could a U.S. militant close a U.S. port?" It's a completely different question. And because the one-star didn't have the balls to ask the two-star, "Sir, why do you want to know and what context and so forth," we wasted $3,000 in four man days. Getting the question right is very important. Requirements analysis, requirements definition. You really have to understand what it is you want to know and why and when and how long the answer should be and just how much money you want to spend. Do you want a $5 answer or do you want a $5,000 answer? So requirements definition. Then collection management, knowing who knows. I am appalled at the number of people that don't understand citation analysis. Using the Social Science Citation Index or the Science Citation Index, both published by the Institute of Scientific Information, created by Eugene Garfield, one of America's most brilliant people, I can find out for $1,000, $500 in a dialogue ranking command and $500 in analyst time, I can find out who the top 100 people in the world are on anything. If I have to do a study on left-handed Lithuanians with earwax problems, I can find the top 10 guys. Or gals, or in-betweens, on that. And then I call up, I decide, or my client decides what citizenships are acceptable, and I call up the top guy, and I say, "Hey, I want to send you a check for $2,000. And he says, "Oh, no one's ever called me and said that before." And I said, "Well, here's what I want you to do. And I don't want it to take more than 4 to 6 hours of your time. And, oh, by the way, I want the answer within 3 working days. And they do, and I do. And so there are very few people I can't hire overnight on a phone call. And I don't bother hiring just anybody. I only hire people who are in the top 10 to 100 in their selected field. And, oh, by the way, they know the 100 that don't publish, who are in government or elsewhere. And then source discovery and validation. I mean, I think source discovery and validation is extremely important, and we're not paying enough attention to it.